Hi, thanks for listening to KJZZ's audio service, which is supported by AARP Arizona. Keep Phoenix in motion with events to get out and do more things with your friends and family. Discover all the real possibilities here in the community on Facebook at AARP Arizona or aarp.org/Phoenix.
When we think about family caregivers for those living with Alzheimer's disease or another type of dementia, we often think about people who are actively providing care. But what is life like for those caregivers when their loved one passes away or is placed in a memory care facility? KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie explores the ambiguity of the transitioning caregiver.
You know, I always swore I would never place her as long as possible. I would always keep her at home.
This is only my second visit, so I'm just learning that some of the things I've gone through are similar to what other people are going through.
I'm here because my wife has transitioned now into memory care. It's been a long, long haul.
Those voices belong to caregivers. And on this day, they're attending Banner Alzheimer's Institute's Life Transition Support Group. It's specifically for people who have either placed their loved one in a facility or they've recently lost them. It's a stage that's often riddled with ambiguity. Meet Terry Taylor.
Well, I was a caregiver for my wife. I had to place her in a memory care facility when she ran away at 110 degrees.
So placing her would seem like the most obvious and safest choice. Still,
I had pretty tremendous guilt feelings about that. This last summer, I had to put her on hospice, another guilt trip. As one of the social workers, Susie's counterpart, said, you haven't abandoned your wife, you've accepted reality.
A few weeks after this interview, Taylor's wife passed away. The Susie he's talking about is Susie Favreau. She's a social worker at Banner Alzheimer's Institute.
And then this would happen. Their person would be placed and or the person had died. And more probably when the person had died, there really didn't seem to be an identified role in the ongoing support groups.
Banner has a lot of support groups, and people would go back to those groups even after their person died because
they had been their psychological family, if you will. But over time, they kind of would veer off, or there just didn't seem to be a role for them because they were now kind of entering a new stage of life for them after caregiving.
Life after caregiving. There doesn't seem to be a lot of information about that stage aside from online articles that talk about what you might feel, like relief or grief, resentment or confusion about the future. But the thing is, this stage can last for years, and life is never really the same. Here's Favreau.
This is a huge transition. It's a string of losses. You've been losing that person bit by bit throughout this process. But now this is like the final loss and the reality hitting you that everything now in your life has changed. Your life changed dramatically as a caregiver. So you have some experience with that. And that hopefully is going to be helpful during the transition time of building your life now without that person physically being here.
Dorothy Gallagher was a caregiver. Her husband passed away in October. You heard from her earlier. She was the one who said she's learning that others in this group have had similar experiences to hers. For example,
Just a matter of sometimes the family is not as supportive as you would hope they would be.
This was Gallagher's second marriage. She says her husband's children were not involved in his care.
We don't really know why. And sometimes I think that they would just as soon remember their dad as he was and not how he is right now. I got varying excuses at the time. You know, I can't afford to do it.
Terry Taylor faced a similar situation with his sister-in-law.
The sister told me point blank, don't count on me for anything.
Favreau says family conflict isn't unusual.
Some of the situations are so sad, you know, for the person, the caregiver that's going through that, when they're doing the best they can to give this care to their person and then to have to be at odds with the family that you hope would be supportive, especially supportive during this situation. But we know that doesn't happen.
Dorothy, do you forgive them?
I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure.
And the people in this group, like Vicki Noble, get how Gallagher feels.
It's nice to know you don't have to explain yourself. Everybody is going through their own version of what you're going through.
In her book, Loving Someone Who Has Dementia, Dr. Pauline Boss talks a lot about what's happening in this room. She calls it ambiguous loss. She writes that it's unclear, it has no resolution, and no closure, even when the person is gone. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.